This is CliffCentral.com.
George Meany's here, the CEO of Auto Trader. We're going to talk to him about our weekly roundup in what's going on with cars, what's going on with our roads, what's going on with all the things that we're interested in technologically. What do you got for us today? I'm always excited.
BMW.
Yes.
South Africa has one of the oldest manufacturing plants in Roslyn outside of Germany. So we are going to be producing the X3 for the rest of the world. And we've been building the 3 Series for 35 years. We've produced almost 1.2 million 3 Series cars over those 35 years. Hmm. And now we've got the production for the X3 for the export market. So 160 million rand has been poured into that plant to increase production from 70,000 vehicles to 76,000 vehicles.
Be careful using the word plant around Robin.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was about to get confused.
That's true. So that's exciting. I think
that's incredible.
I think BMW are doing a good job to invest in the country. I think.
Well, we buy a lot of BMWs in South Africa, don't we?
Yeah, we do. We do.
We're a big market for
BMWs
them.
BMWs and GTIs and Fortuners, especially in Pretoria.
What are you saying about Pretoria?
They like Fortuners.
Yeah, careful now. You know I'm from there.
I always heard it was the Four Ways Prado.
What, the Fortuner?
Yeah.
Probably is.
The Four Ways Prado. Ben's thinking a lot about Four Ways at the moment because he got a new cat that's originally from Four Ways. Boot.
Your cat's from Four Ways?
No, yeah. It's called Boot.
It goes meow. There's no W, just meow.
All right, what else is going on?
We all know Elon Musk, Gareth doesn't think Elon Musk cares about South Africa, but people think that Tesla's on the brink of bankruptcy.
They always say this.
And is it propaganda? Because he came up with this April Fool's joke on Twitter where there were pictures of him next to a bottle marked Tesla Keela, with dried tears running down his face as an April Fool's joke. But it might not be entirely untrue because Tesla is battling to produce their Model 3 cars. They're only producing just over 2,000 vehicles a week, where they set their lofty goals at 2,500 vehicles a week.
Okay, so they set their goals there. But that if you were producing 2,000 cars a week, you'd be happy.
Doing pretty
well.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so everybody's going to calm down. You got expectations.
So,
why should Elon Musk be held to a higher standard than the rest of us? He's also a mortal human being, and he's run a very successful business, a couple of them up to now. Trust the guy to carry on doing that. These people are jumping on like, oh, they're going to go bankrupt because they're producing a whole 500 cars less than they said they would. They said they would, you idiots.
Yeah, but in order for market penetration and for future of your brand, you need to have higher production models because you can't just make a small amount and be like all hipster with it. You need more cars.
In other words, you're saying it's not a craft beer.
No.
Exactly.
It is kind of, but in order to actually have an economic success, you have to have the certain numbers up for longevity and stuff.
Yeah, so I mean, his initial approach was to produce the Model S, which was a more luxury model, and you don't need to produce volumes with the Model S. You can produce the car to perfection, like Ben's saying. But when it comes to volume or mass produced cars in that segment, you've got to produce the volumes,
which is the one that's only produced 2,000.
The Model 3, So that, I mean, that's the trouble. But I think Gareth's right. Just get off the guy's case.
They were the ones who benchmarked 2,500, and they're only producing 2,000. It's not like the market demand is we need 5,000 cars by Wednesday.
Well, the market demand is high.
Well, that's good.
Incredibly high.
You want to have lots of demand, and you want to have a limited supply if you want your product to be in demand.
Exactly.
Otherwise, you want it to be in supply, and then you sit with a warehouse full of cars.
Exactly. So I'd rather have high demand, low supply, because then then the prices are higher.
Right, and you can keep pumping them up.
So how much or what would you do with $20 million?
I'd buy 200 Teslas.
You'd buy
and sell them and then sell them because the demand is so high.
What would you do, Robin? $20 million.
Yo, that's a lot of money. I think I'd also bring Tesla to South Africa.
You would?
That's not a bad idea.
Okay.
I like Robin already.
I like the way these two, they immediately go for like the business opportunity. No one here is just splashing out on something purely for their own happiness.
Selfish.
I know George. Come on. George, you would buy some kind of super cool car. I know you would.
Well, I just tweeted this morning, day before yesterday, I got the opportunity to drive a Mercedes AMG bi-turbo V8.
Yes.
Wow.
Unbelievable car. Unbelievable car.
Would you buy one of those?
Probably with $20 million, but...
well, you'd have some change left afterwards.
You probably would. I mean, you'd have quite a bit of change left to buy this license plate, which is going for $20 million.
FI or F1?
F1.
F-I.
UK plate.
F-I. FI, yeah, sure. That's what they're going for.
So someone's going to pay $20 million for that license plate?
Probably. And the guy that owns it, he got offered $10 million for this plate a year ago.
Idiot, and he didn't sell it.
And he didn't sell it. Now, he says it's not for sale, but he'll look at offers.
Why would he be so attached to this dummy? He should get rid of that immediately. He could put a picture of his genitals on his license plate. It would be sensible at this point. $10 million, and he said no.
He said no.
Is he the biggest Formula One fan in the world?
Don't know. Never heard his name.
Huh. Well, I think that's ridiculous. You wouldn't buy that, right?
No.
No.
No. No, I wouldn't buy it.
I'd check you in with a psychiatrist if you did.
Exactly. All right. And then it's the Chinese Grand Prix next, which I'm looking forward to because Vettel's winning.
George, have free reign. I mentioned none of this earlier. I got the country right.
Tell me about the Chinese Grand Prix.
So Vettel's going into the Chinese Grand Prix ahead, but Bottas almost passed him last weekend. It was touch and go. If they had gone another two laps, I reckon Bottas would have passed him. So I think it's neck and neck with Mercedes and Ferrari this year.
So has it been Mercedes and Ferrari as far back as we can remember, like in living memory? If you've been watching Formula One for the last 20 years.
No, it's been Ferrari and someone.
Yeah.
You know, Ferrari and McLaren, or Ferrari and, one of the other teams, or Ferrari and Mercedes.
There was Red Bull.
And Red Bull.
Yeah, but that's not a car brand.
It is. It's a Red Bull.
You buy a Red Bull
F1.
Car.
F1.
Sure.
Yeah, so I mean, I think I stand to correction, but I think Ferrari is the longest standing manufacturing team in Formula One. They've been there the longest. So you know, I hope Ferrari stay up there, but somebody's got to give them a run for their money. But at the moment, somebody's got to give Mercedes a run for their money because last year and the year before, they were running away with it.
But you can never see Ferrari stepping away. Like BMW were in, and then it went away because they were looking at efficiency and dynamics, that kind of stuff. Mercedes, they would dabble it because it's all marketing exercises. Yeah. Ferrari is about sports cars.
Exactly.
So that'll always be like, they'll never go away.
Yeah, exactly. So some people don't like Ferrari for that, but hey, I think they've put their pedal to the metal and showed their worth in Formula One. They've stuck around.
I want us to do something fun next week, and you assign a particular kind of what you think is the car that best represents Sia, Ben, Mabale, and I, and we just have some fun with that. We see what you've chosen, George.
Good plan.
George knows cars, so he'll choose the right ones, or he'll choose the funniest ones. I don't mind either way. Just do not give me a Fiat Multipla.
I'll tell you what. I'll ask all of my staff to vote.
Yeah. Do a little poll at Auto Trader.
And they all know you, so.
You got some smart people there. All right. Very good.
Good.
Thank you for coming in.
Thank you, Gareth.
Fresh episode this week of Auto Central, which you can get on cliffcentral.com. Go and take a look at that. And download it, and you can listen to it whenever you like.
This is CliffCentral.com.